Thank you. That's number 86. 86 in our hymn books. In the cross of Christ, I glory. Those who'd like to stand with me as we sing, please feel free to do that.
In the cross of Christ, I glory, towering o'er the light of sacred story gathers round.
Hallelujah.
sin. Oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin not in part, but the
buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and has shed his own blood for my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and has shed his own blood for my soul. It is gracious Father in heaven, we thank you. We thank you that your heart is open to us today. We thank you that we can gather together before you to worship you in spirit and in truth, for you have redeemed us. We thank you for the Savior. Hallelujah, what a Savior. We thank you for redemption through his blood. We thank you for the forgiveness of sins. We thank you, Lord, for blessings beyond measure. Oh, Lord, you have poured your blessings into our lives, and this morning we don't want to forget all of your benefits. You forgive all iniquities and heal all diseases and crown with loving kindness and tender mercies, redeeming our lives from destruction. You satisfy our mouths with good things, and we thank you that today we can come before you. We can stand and approach right to your holy presence because of this wonderful way that has been made for us through the cross of Christ. Oh, we thank you for his poured out life, his shed blood. And we thank you also this morning for the sprinkling of the blood that makes it possible for us to draw near. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we want to offer ourselves to you today. We're at this meeting for you, Lord. We're here for you. And we present ourselves to you just now with grateful hearts, Lord. And we thank you that you take us. And we want to commit these moments to you and pray that your name shall be honored and praised and that you will bless each one. For your name's sake, we want to also pray for our home churches this morning as they're gathering to worship you. We pray that you will bless in each place, and we pray that you will have your way, Lord. Touch each life, draw each heart, meet each need, and glorify your name. And thank you, Lord. Bless those who are speaking for you, who are sharing from your word today. We pray that you will touch their minds and their hearts and fill them with your faith. And give them your anointing, Lord. And we pray that all your people shall respond to you this day in these various churches and here as well. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for bringing us together this morning. We love you and we praise you and we worship you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's be seated. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So can we say it was a bit out of the blue when I heard Daniel and Brother Paul play that song, and you joined them too, didn't you, Rob? That's been a favorite song of mine for a long time, so I thank you for singing it with me. In the cross of Christ, I glory. When I was a kid, someone gave me a book about hymns, and there was little and hymn writers. So there's a little chapter on some of these great hymns. And there was one on In the Cross of Christ, I Glory. And this hymn writer, and this is one of the names that I don't know how to say, so I've just read it silently. John Bowring or Bowring, I don't know. But it said something interesting about him, that he was fluent in 16 languages. And he could also read and get along in 22 altogether, but 16 he was able to speak. So he was in the foreign service of His Majesty. I guess it was Her Majesty, Queen Victoria, at that time. I'll take a guess that it was. Anyway, he wrote this song. And, of course, that was the striking thing. I'm sure he had many other things to recommend him. Probably should have remembered something about his experience with the Lord. But as a kid, that was the thing that stood out to me. 16 languages. I'm having trouble with one. So 22 languages. Then when we visited Sister Esther Sedat, when Susan and I got a chance to visit her and Margaret Michelson in India, I believe our last day with them, they took us to Agra, where we saw the Taj Mahal and also saw the great fort. Or is it a fortress? Well, either way, it's quite an impressive installation. And, of course, again, the thing that impressed me about Agra was not its history as much as Conan Doyle's The Sign of the Four has its basis or its original action was at the fort in Agra in India. So so it's, confession is good for the soul. I'm more interested in these less important things sometimes. But there was a little monument to this man there, John Bowring, I choose to say. And, of course, I stood there and remembered In the Cross of Christ, I Glory, towering o'er the wrecks of time. And here was a, I guess you could call it a wreck of time, because the place was just a tourist attraction, and not many tourists were there. It wasn't being used anymore. But here's the cross that stands fast forever. It's the Christian's hope. And I wrote a song in praise of Jesus this morning. I discovered this song, and as soon as I saw it, it was a song that's familiar to us, but as soon as I saw it in the August, I believe, 1971 issue of Bread of Life, I said, and that was about a month and a half ago, I'm bringing this to camp, and we're going to sing it together. And it is called May Jesus Christ be praised. When morning gilds the skies, my heart awaking cries, May Jesus Christ be praised. And so there are a few verses of that in our hymn book, and we like to sing it, by the way, Sister Wally. It comes from the German. I don't know it in German. But in Bread of Life, it had 14 verses, and we have all 14 verses. And when they copied it for me in the office, someone said, "You're not going to sing all 14 verses, are you?" I don't know what I said. Maybe watch me. it's short. Why not? But hold on. Here it is. By the way, James helped me with this. Get this off the breadoflifemagazine.com. You can look up all these old issues of Bread of Life on breadoflifemagazine.com. And he helped me get this into usable form for us this morning. And perhaps I should say that along with this, Brother Gordon Gardner, who was editor of Bread of Life, put an article right following, this was on the inside front cover, and following that, he certainly put this article to tie in with May Jesus Christ be praised. And it was by my father's father, Gottfried Waldvogel, the Christian's password, and it is praise the Lord. And it's just 2 pages. And I got it copied for anyone who's interested. So if you'd like to have the article, also from August 1971, probably one of his talks from many years ago, The Christian's Path Password by Gottfried Waldvogel, who was one of the pastors of our church back home many years ago. I have that here for you also. May Jesus Christ be praised. Now, we may vary this after we get used to the song and have the men sing a verse and the ladies. Or we'll see how it goes, because I admit 14 verses is a lot. Those who like to stand, let's stand again and sing. And if you're more comfortable remaining seated, please, again, feel free to do what's best for you.
When morning gilds the skies, my heart awaking cries, May Jesus Christ be praised. Alike at work and prayer, to Jesus I repair, May Jesus Christ be praised. Christ be praised.
Let's have the men sing the top one on the right side, and at your work rejoice.
And at your work rejoice, to sing with heart and voice, may Jesus Christ be praised. Be this at meals your grace, in every time and place.
Ladies, be this when day is past, come.
Be this.
We'll sing together again, but I think I neglected to say that if you need the music, it's 29 in the hymn book. Is that right? 29? Okay. Should guilt your spirit ring, remember Christ your King.
Should guilt your spirit ring, remember Christ your King.
From our staff members, would you sing that penultimate verse, and then we'll all sing the the last one together? Please, let Earth's wide circle round. Those who are helping on the staff, come.
Let Earth's wide circle. Oh,
together.
Be this while life is mine, my canticle.
Blessed be the name of Jesus. I'm so glad he took me in.
Blessed be the name of Jesus. I'm so glad he took me in. He's forgiven my transgressions. He has cleansed my heart from sin.
To the Son and to the Spirit.
Glory, glory to the Father. Glory, glory to the Son. Glory, glory to the Spirit. Glory to the Three in One. I will praise. I will praise him, praise the Lamb.
I just wanted to say, sometimes people ask me at the end of a meeting, oh, could I have one of these? And that's what they're for. So if you want it, you take it. You don't have to leave it behind, because there's a copy machine in the office. And if we ever want to do this again, it'll probably be several years. But I'm teasing. We can copy it. So please help yourself if you want to. I was hoping you would anyway. But if there's anyone who has any question about that. The Lord is so near to us this morning, and we're so thankful for His presence, and we just want to make sure that we touch Him, and we have opportunity to touch Him for others, too. And this morning we're asked to pray for a friend of the camp, Anna Saylor. That name Saylor is an important name at this camp. She's married to Carl Saylor, Jr., but Anna is... in her own right, sister to some very important people that are here, John and Martin. So she is not well this morning. I understand her. She has a very strong or intense back pain and is laid low. So we want to pray that the Lord will touch her and raise her up. And God is able. Jesus is the healer, and we want to just come to Him with this confidence that He hears us when we pray for each other. And it says that we should pray one for another that we might be healed. So, dear Lord, we come to You thanking You, first of all, for the fact that we are invited to do so in every time of need. Thanking You that Your heart is open to us, and not only are You compassionate, but You are of power to make the changes that we need. So we pray that Your healing virtue shall flow this morning to our sister Anna, that Your life shall quicken her, that Your grace shall strengthen her. Heal her, Lord, we pray, for Your name's sake and for Your glory, Lord. Come to this home this morning. Let Sister Anna and Brother Carl sense Your presence today and know that You are with them. And as they look up to You, we pray that they shall experience Your healing life and power. And we thank You for this, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Perhaps there's someone else who would have a word of testimony, something for the Lord. So, God bless you. And I was given a little job last night, a job that I gladly took on, and it was this. We have a choir song on Sunday mornings. Usually the staff gets together with all their busyness, they find a little time before meeting to practice a song. And so the staff coordinator this time thought, we're really very busy, and maybe we should just have a little variation this Sunday. So the variation is not that we are not having a choir song, but I was asked to lead the choir song, and the staff coordinator said, why don't you do what you do at home sometimes? Just choose a song on the spur of the moment, and it's really true. I had no idea what it would be. And then just call us up front. So this is an impromptu choir, which I don't think they've had yet this season. And I got my lead as Brother Paul played before meeting. And the song that he played that I just thought would be nice for us to sing together is All That I Want Is in Jesus. It's number 65 in the camp songbook, All Things in Jesus. Now, if you're a staff member and you would like to sing in this group, perhaps you've sung this song before. That would be good. But if you haven't, and you can sight read a little, you know, the others will carry you along. It's fine. Just come up front, and I'd like to open this up to others, too, so we will have variation if there are others who would like to sing in a really, unique choir, just come and join us as we sing this testimony. So here is our choir practice, okay? It is to look at the third line at the very end of the verse. And you see that the melody line skips a whole octave there. It goes da da right on the same word. If you're not comfortable, I hope there will be some people that are comfortable doing that. If you're not, just stay on the note. It's the same note, just an octave lower. All right, but that's what it does, and it's not that easy with your morning range, probably. But if there are those that can do it, it's good. All right? And then just follow. All right? And we're ready to go. All that I want is in Jesus. He satisfies. Joy he supplies. Come. Where shall we stand? Would you like to stand up here? Okay. Come. And just crowd around. We have room. I always feel bad for Brother Dom. He's our music director. When I pull one of these impromptu choirs, because he practices so hard with his group, and they work so hard, and they're a smaller group, and I just say this, and I get a host of people coming up front. So, but praise the Lord. We love to worship Jesus together. Come. I'm glad you can follow along. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 On the first time we sang through and come to that note where you had to jump up, I thought, oh, I hope Erica's up here singing. And I looked, and she was. But she wasn't. I saw Deborah, and I said, oh, good, Erica's up here. Anyway. I remember those days with Erica being one of our key cogs, important sopranos. So, all that I want is in Jesus. All things in Jesus I find. What a wonderful thing it is if that is your testimony, your true testimony today. And I believe it is. You sang that with conviction. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us bring our offering to the Lord as we sing. My hope is in the Lord who gave himself for me. 63 in our camp songbooks. We like to stand, don't we, when we sing and when we bring our offering. Come, let's stand together. My hope is in the Lord, who gave himself for me and paid the price of all my sin at Calvary. For me he died. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Wonderful.